community, we have this wonderful daily inspirational publication. It's called The Daily Word. And I will have Catherine read the Daily Word for today. Thank you.
Guidance, Sunday, November 13th, 2022. I use divine wisdom to find my way. When I'm pondering a perplexing question or need to make an important choice, I reach beyond human reasoning to the limitless wisdom of divine mind, never farther away than my next thought. After clarifying my question and considering my available options, I release the situation, focusing instead on the divine presence within. I affirm, I am using divine wisdom to show me the way. In prayerful silence, peace envelops me. As I conclude my prayer time and resume my activities, I may experience a flash of insight or a more gradual understanding. However it happens, I trust my next steps will become clear to me. Confident in my divine guidance, I move forward with calm assurance, but strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Matthew
6:33. Catherine, thank you for sharing those wonderful inspirational words for today, guidance. So I invite you to join with me now in moving even more deeply into a time of mindfulness. A time where we step aside from the outer world and reconnect with the wholeness and the allness of that which is our true design and beingness. So I invite you to breathe and to relax wherever you are, to gently let go of busy thoughts and feel into the core of who you are, your own inner sanctuary, your own inner bridge of connection to infinite spirit. And as you continue to breathe and to relax into, I will be toning our singing bowl, which resonates at the energetic level of the heart chakra, the chakra of love. And as I do so, I invite you to open your heart and allow that energetic vibration to draw into you that which is of greatest and highest good. And as we continue to open ourselves into this very sacred and special time, this time of recognizing, remembering, reconnecting to that which is the presence of God, which is the energy, vibrational rate of all creation, let us fall back into that, as we might fall into a beautiful pile of fall leaves, knowing that we are sustained and uplifted in this infinite spirit. Knowing that we are guided and protected. Knowing that the wisdom that we need for each step forward moves naturally through us to answer any questions, to face any challenges, to inspire us, to excite us, to lead us forward. These are the blessings and the promises and the actuality of the allness of spirit manifest in and through us into outer form, through our own thinking, through our own drawing it out of the limitless substance of the universe into expression in our world. It is our choice. It is our opportunity. It is our blessing. And as we just open our being and feel light pouring over us and through us, we recognize like attracts like. There is an affinity in the natural order of our universe. And as we are open and receptive and participate in that flow of gratitude, of thanksgiving, that energetic vibration attracts to it every good thing to support us in living forward in our world through whatever challenges we may face, through whatever mountains seem to be before us to climb. The resonance of gratitude, which is that highest resonance of infinite love in the heart of our being, connects with that energetic love of unconditional God. And we celebrate and give thanks and step forward to do what is ours to do with a mighty faith, with a sense of strength and confidence. Knowing that the presence of allness, the capacity to create as co-creators with the infinite energy of the universe, lays at our fingertips, in the heart of our being, in our soul, in our consciousness. And we draw that forth in grace, and with a mighty power we envision it forward. So we just rest in a sense of thanksgiving and gratitude. And we feel our hearts open wide. And we share that with each other, not only those that are in the room, but also our family, our friends, those who are joining us via live stream. We connect with those in our community and around the world, knowing that we are all part of this energetic, creative vibration of beingness. And so together we participate, we connect, and we celebrate this day and each day forward. take a moment to just breathe into, to rest into, to be infilled and renewed in a time of silence, of connecting, of being one with the allness of infinite spirit. In silence. And from this place of allness and wholeness and connection, let us now send that light forth to surround the prayer requests that have been placed in our prayer box. And recognize that through the very power, the intention of the spoken word, our prayers go forth. Let us speak aloud the names of friends, loved ones, situations that we would especially bless at this time. Bob and Karen Libby. Tamara. Terry and Sue Ellen. Sue Ann. Barbara Milan. Ann and Dale Curry. Isabel Wallop and family. Teresa, Melanie, Judy Aldo, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters. Our world leaders, Vicki and Evan, Bill, Sue Ann, Jolene, Richard, Matt and Nikki Andard, Rose Benjamin, and so through this mighty power of the spoken word in the intention of highest good energy pouring forth, we release and let go and say, thank you, God. And so it is. We pray together. Amen.
Just a little bit of time, I seek my higher good, that it will be mine. I do believe I will receive. Just have to know and declare it to be so with an open mind. Just a little bit of time serves my highest good, and it will be mine. It serves my highest good, and it will be mine.